His father's name was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Mother,
Bhagavati Devi.
Bhagavati Devi. When he was born, at the time of birth, her mother saw in his body white chinha,
marks
on his body, like upavit, yagyopavit. No, like this.
Yes.
A tilaka chinha.
And also, shishav, tulasi, three marks of tulasi. And
tilak
chinha, shishav. And at once she called Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he saw and became very
overjoyed
and ascharjashakit.
Became wonder.
Oh, he must be a Vaishnav. Otherwise, these signs, marks, should not be on his body. And he was born in Puri, so he kept the name of that boy, Bimala Prasad, by mercy of
Bimala Devi,
the wife of
the potency of Jagannath Dev.
His Shakti, power, Bimala. Once, when he was baby, not annaprasan has been done. Annaprasan, you know?
Fast grain ceremony.
At that time, court festival of Jagannath was going. And in front of the house of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the chariot stopped for 1 or 2 days. Many elephants they tried
to pull.
And lakhs of bhakts they began to push. But the chariot
they make them pull.
Not moved an inch even. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, at that time, he was the
deputy magistrate.
District magistrate.
Not only district magistrate and also
in charge of
chariot Jagannath temple.
He took his son, baby, and on Jagannath chariot, he gave his son in the lotus feet of Jagannath Dev. At once, a garland from Jagannath Dev
dropped down
on
the boy.
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur became very happy that, oh, this is the mercy of Jagannath Dev. See, he gave that garland in the neck of that baby. And then some kheer.
Sweet rice.
Sweet rice. He offered to Thakurji, Jagannath Dev, and that he gave in the mouth of that boy. After that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, boy, when became bigger, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to preach here, there. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjwal in Mani Granth, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This boy used to take the books
on his head
and he used to go and very
attentively
used to hear all the classes of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur was transferred to other places, he also used Ugya, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to
preach.
In his boyhood, Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave this boy Harinam and the mantra of
Kurumadev.
Because anywhere
Mayapur,
Kurumadev ke
jahan bhit khura chilo Kurumadev piye chilen.
Kurumadev na.
Kurumadev
na. Takhan Narayan Murti Chaturbhuj. So he gave mantra that this boy should, from beginning he should worship. And from that time he used to worship. After he became about 9-10 years, he admitted this Bimalananda Saraswati, Bimalananda
Prasad,
to the Sanskrit school.
No.
Near Calcutta anyway. Okay. And there he used to learn Sanskrit grammar and Vyakaran and all other things.
Also,
when he was there,
astrology also.
And when he was there, he became the master of astrology. So, the teacher and association of Calcutta or anywhere, he gave them this
title
of Saraswati.
Bimala Prasad Saraswati.
Bimalananda Saraswati.
Bimala Prasad.
But there, he quarreled with his professors. And he used to teach them Srimad Bhagavat,
Chaitanya
Charitamrita, and other things. So he saw that they cannot teach me more. He left and came to house. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur thought that what he will do. He opened a dispensary and told that you should look after. But he failed.
Dispensary failed.
Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent him to a king.
Royal.
Where?
Kasim Bazar,
I don't remember. To teach the
prince,
Rajkumar,
prince of that king.
He went there. There was a big library. All Vaishnava Grantha were there. Kasim Bazar Nare Kutha. So he began to teach the boy. But he used to teach him bhakti also. Because it was his natural.
By nature, he wanted to.
So, after some days, the boy became
detached
from the material world.
And began to be, bhakta like Srila Prabhupada. No attachment in worldly life. His mother saw and then tell to the king, this sannyasi,
big problem.
Bimalananda will make this boy
renounced person.
Renounce forever And he will not be with us. He will give up the house.
He'll run away.
So, please stop this.
I will take poison.
And?
Otherwise, I will take poison.
I will take poison, I will die. Yeah. So, what king will do?
But king liked Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
He was so... he has so... other
honor
for
Vimalananda,
and he saw his bhakti and everything and personality, he became so much
influenced.
So he very respectfully told him that, Prabhu, I will give you full pay and you should stop. Where you will be, I will send that
money
pay to you. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati refused this and returned back.
But he read all the books in his library.
And at that time, he read all the Vaishnava
Granta
books, commentaries and everything. And he was so learned in astrology that the Chancellor, Ashutosh Mukherjee of Bengal, Governor of Bengal also, he told that, I will keep a seat for you. You should teach
astrology
to other students. But he refused. I have not come to count the stars of sky and
sand of the earth.
Sands of earth are all these things. I have not come. He refused. But Ashutosh Mukherjee told that this seat is reserved for you until you are alive. So for a long time it was
vacant
for him. But Prabhupada never accepted. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was thinking what to do, how to engage this boy. And he bought a, bad means kharida.
Bought
a land property, jamidari, land property in Mayapur that you see from Chaitanya Math to Mahaprabhu birthplace,
Jogpit,
all. And he made a
hut and established
and kept Vishnu Priya Devi with Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya and others. And he told that you should look after this estate.
That was in Yogapit.
Yogapit, from Yogapit to...
Yes, but Yogapit. He established Thakurji in
Yogapit. The place of birthplace.
Gaur Vishnu Priya Lakshmi.
But with hut.
Small dwelling.
And then he kept him that you should look after all these things, property also, and also worship of deities. And then he began this. And first year, he announced that we will do parikrama.
That time he was initiated.
Who? Dana dikha hai gachila or not?
Vimalananda.
Oh, yes.
Gola parikrama korbo tar pore?
Why he kept the mud?
Then, at this time,
yes,
he was with Bhaktivinoda Thakur for some days in
Godrum.
And he told that, I want to make him guru. But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj refused and told that I will ask
Mahaprabhu,
Mahaprabhu
Nityananda
if he will allow, then I will give. So for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days.
Few times he refused.
Oh, I forgot.
To ask.
Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami began to fast, nothing eating.
Chandrayan Vrata, Gograha.
Chandrayan Vrata.
Chandra.
Means first
one bite,
full rice.
Or like
then one
less.
Like Chaturvarsha.
No, Jai Chandra, why every day one part is increasing and decreasing? Moon like this, according to moon.
Yeah. First he left. Like.
Only eating with his mouth.
No.
Will he,
not with hands?
Not with mouth.
Oh, hand,
keeping in
on
earth,
floor,
yes.
Earth,
yes,
and like gogrash,
without
like cow.
Hands,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
without no using hands,
no, yeah, not, but not full stomach. One first day, one bite, then two bites,
yeah.
Three bites, like
up
this,
up to 15, and then decrease again.
yes,
like this.
Are they called Chandra?
Chandrayan Vrata.
That is
like Chandra increasing.
The
breath
according to Chandra decreasing. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told that, do you want to
kill this boy?
Kill this boy to go to Sudas Maharaj. What is the duty of
a sadhu for jiva?
Sadhu towards jiva.
Jiva daya.
So you should be merciful to him. And then by his
request
he gave him
initiation.
Then Bhakti, he came to Mayapur, and how I will preach everywhere the name of Mayapur, how all should know that this is the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, he began to do so many festivals, and in that festivals, from Navadvip, from here and there,
Gaur Mandal,
all the groups of singers,
Kirtaniya,
they used to come. But he did not use to go to listen them. They were doing, and thousands of persons coming to here, and by this way, Navadvip Dham preached. And after that,
so he did not listen to the Kirtaniya, but he spoke Harikatha.
Yes.
Harikatha only.
Yes.
The glories of
inviting them to collect the, catch
to
the
collect,
people.
Like a pretext.
Yes.
Like we do.
Like Suman Bhattacharya.
Yeah, Suman Bhattacharya.
And then
Guruji,
he began to initiate now.
Guruji, at that time Chaitanya Math was established?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No, but Chaitanya Math was established.
Yes.
Why they kept it there? Why not Yoga Pit?
Because there was much more place.
Okay.
Big Papa.
So Natya Mandir, everything.
Okay.
It was there.
And higher, little.
And
higher.
That was Chandrasekhar Bhavan.
Thaki was there.
And it was little
so
higher.
So from there,
for flooding,
he began to preach. Gaur Kishore Das Babu Maharaj Ji told, don't you go to Kalisthan, Kalikata.
Yeah.
But he established first mart in
Calcutta.
First his mart was in Ultadingi Road.
Ultadanga Road.
Then after Bagh Bazar.
And after that,
Bagh Bazar.
And from there, he began to preach in whole India and out of India. And thus, Bhakti Vinod Thakur inspired him to preach in Western countries also. So, Srila Saraswati Thakur sent Tirtha Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, and others.
Gosai Maharaj.
And after that, by his inspiration, by orders, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he went also. and preached over whole.
And by their mercy now you are doing.
That's
Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.
That time also there was mud in yoga pit.
Yes.
Yes.
Small mud. Only for worship.
Yeah.
But then after they built big mud.
Prabhupada made
the mud.
One was very rich person in Calcutta.
Yes.
Sakhicharan Roy made it, but he did not give any money to Prabhupada. He himself did.
Oh, by his own money he built everything.
Because if Prabhupada, then Prabhupada did not build a mod. He used for preaching as a...
प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती की
जय
उनके तिरोभाव तिथि
की जय
नमस्कार.